Elvana Thatcher, you are coordinator of a panel discussion at the Eurodig event in Stockholm on how to protect users online. Give us the background to this subject area, please.
We have heard in different occasions that international human rights law, the conventions and other standards apply online as they do offline. So there is this general affirmation by different people, and the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Expression affirmed this in a report. The question is, how do actually international human rights standards apply online? Are users clear enough? Do they know what this means for their rights online? How has the internet shaped human rights, if it has at all? And the other way around, how have human rights standards shaped the internet? So there are all these questions, and people are getting interested in discussing the questions, primarily in internet governance dialogues, like at the Internet Governance Forum, at the European Dialogue on Internet Governance, Eurodig. And they are starting to work on this question, trying to get answers to that. There is a civil society movement, I could say, association, the Internet Rights and Principles Dynamic Coalition, which has produced a set of 10 principles, Internet Rights and Principles. They have also elaborated a charter on human rights online. There are other initiatives, mostly driven by the civil society, inviting people to start collaborating in projects to actually write what are human rights online. Notably, there is the free speech debate, which is being promoted by the Oxford University professor Timothy Garton Ash. They are writing 10 principles on free speech. There is the We the Web Kids manifesto as well. So you have all these initiatives from civil society trying to get answers to the question, how do human rights apply online? So there is this shared feeling that we need more orientation, we need more clarity. How do human rights, international human rights standards apply online? That is the background. And the Council of Europe has taken that question and is working on that. The idea is to develop a compendium of rights of internet users, which is based on existing human rights, and try to see how that can be shaped up in an internet, for internet environments and digital environments.
Is this issue of the protection of users online, has it become more urgent?
The protection of other rights, like the right to private life, privacy, protection of privacy online, that is also driving these initiatives. The protection of freedom of expression as well. So there is a set of human rights on which we need more clarity, how these standards, international law standards, apply in online environments, and what are the responsibilities of internet service providers, of internet platforms, how can they incorporate safeguards for rights and freedoms in their terms of use or terms and conditions of use of those services.
In your contacts with internet service providers, do you sense that they are willing partners, or are they afraid of creeping legislation, creeping requirements for them to take a more active role on these key issues?
There is definitely a willingness to cooperate closer. There is a recognition that more safeguards, more guarantees are needed for the users. And you can see the latest news coming from Twitter. They are endorsing the do not track principle in their terms of service. Other actors are doing other things to a larger or to a smaller extent. But I think there is this feeling that there is a willingness to work to improve user protection online.
Is it too simplistic to say that what applies offline legally should also apply online?
That is the underlying premise for this this discussion, these discussions that are going on. That is the starting point. That's why we need to provide more clarity how that exactly is made effective. How is that effective in online environments?